It's time for our regular weekly conversation with New England Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. You can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Willie McGinnis. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Is the Patriots-Chargers matchup the one you were expecting coming out of Wild Card Weekend?
You know what? You never know what to expect. It's been a crazy year, but the Chargers have done everything this year to put themselves in position to be in the playoffs, especially on the road. And, you know, I'm not surprised that they're in the playoffs, and this is a great matchup coming up this week.
What do you think of that defensive front for the Chargers? I mean, Bosa and Ingram get all the attention, but just how good is that group?
They do a good job, man. And I gave Gus Bradley, the defensive coordinator, a lot of credit yesterday on the show, because a lot of people wondered how would they adjust against, you know, Baltimore's rush game and Lamar Jackson, the second meeting. And I thought he did a good job. He changed packages. He changed the personnel groups. And he had a really athletic front. I mean, front seven up in there. He had a penny package where it was three safeties pretty much playing the stack linebacker position, and they made a great adjustment. They're talented. They're aggressive. They can rush the passer. They can run. They cover. They do a great job.
You know, when you looked at the defensive game plan for the Chargers with the seven DBs, and you had two linebackers who only played one defensive snap each, I was thinking from the Patriots' perspective, they probably just chuck this entire film when they're going to break down the Chargers, because they'll never see that same setup, will they?
Well, you never know. I mean, Lamar Jackson is a lot different than Tom Brady, of course. We all know that. And you got to defend him differently when you're playing against him and try to make him one-dimensional, which the Chargers did a great job of. And, you know, it's a league of adjustments, man. And I think that it's smart when coordinators do that. There's no telling how they will adjust against the Patriots. The Patriots will probably attack them a little bit different. Of course, when you talk about athleticism and getting out of the pocket, Lamar Jackson is a lot different than Tom Brady, what he brings to the table. So, of course, I think we'll see a different scheme, a different package. But that's what the playoffs are about. It's a different opponent that don't play. You know, they're not in the same division. They don't play all the time. So, there'll be a lot of surprises. I'm sure the Patriots will have some things that the Chargers haven't seen, and I'm sure the Chargers will do the same.
What do you think the biggest challenges for the Patriots' defense will be against Phillip Rivers and their offense?
Well, I think it starts with Melvin Gordon in the run game, to see how healthy he is. Gordon and Heckler not giving up, you know, huge runs, gashing runs, a lot of setup off of that play action. And I know the elements come Sunday may be a factor, so we'll see how that goes. But both teams, I think, run the ball very well. They do a lot with Melvin Gordon in and out of the backfield, and that sets up a lot of explosive plays down the field. So it starts there up front.
When you were a player here and you would get a dome team or a warm weather team coming into town in January, you probably loved those situations because you felt your team had an advantage. Isn't that correct?
Well, we did. You know, the field conditions, the snow coming down, being extremely cold, it's different, of course. I mean, it's not the same element. And no matter how much you practice in it, a lot of people say, oh, you're used to it. You're not used to it, but you're familiar with it. So you know the type of cleats to wear. You know how the footing will be. It'll be a little bit different. When you're not accustomed to those conditions, you have to come in and adjust on the fly and figure things out. So there's a little adjustment there. But at the end of the day, you know, there's things you have to do playing in that type of weather. You got to hold on to the ball. You got to be more under control, in and out of your breaks. There are a lot of things that factor into that. And if you're accustomed and you're usually playing in those conditions, you know how to do it, like I said. And if you don't, you got to come in and try to adjust and prepare for it.
Do you think Gronk still has a big game left in him, or do you think that's behind him?
Absolutely. I think Gronk is on his way. I think the time off is definitely going to help him. You know, he plays a physical position, man. I played in the trenches. We hit every single play. I think a lot of people are underestimating, you know, because he hasn't been as productive as we're used to seeing. And that goes for a lot of parts of the team, you know. And that's what having a bye week is, making adjustments, getting better. Getting healthier, getting that rest, and then coming out full charge, ready to go.
We're talking with Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. Philip Rivers is 37 years old. He's been around for a long time. We've had the opportunity to see him. But really, Patriots fans haven't seen much of him for a couple of years now. And they may have fallen asleep a little bit on how good a year he's had. Threw for over 4,300 yards, 32 touchdowns. He's one of the three finalists for the FedEx Air Performer of the Year, along with Breeze and Mahomes. You could sleep on this guy, and you'd be wrong if you did.
I don't think many people are sleeping on Philip Rivers. They know what he brings to the table. They know how explosive this offense is and what he brings to the table. He's a leader. He's the captain out there. He's still got all the energy he had years ago. He's still out there having a great time. And, yeah, he's finding a lot of different weapons. He spreads the ball around really well. You can tell he's still excited about the game, the way he talks about it. And when you watch him play, man, he's a competitor. He ran for a big first down for the Chargers last week. I was laughing to myself, like, man, and he got up and gave him the first down sign. I'm like, he's still a kid, man, out there having a great time. And he's still one of the most dangerous cornerbacks in the league.
I feel like Keenan Allen is a guy that kind of flies under the radar for how good he is. He doesn't get the attention that, you know, Odell Beckham or DeAndre Hopkins get. But how good is Keenan Allen? And do you think the Patriots would put Gilmore on him for most of the game?
Well, it just depends on what the scheme is. And I don't think Keenan Allen's flying under anybody's radar. He's been one of the, when he's healthy, he's one of the best receivers in the league. He's a great route runner. And I always call him the Chargers utility guy because he does so many different things. He runs those five sweeps. They put him in motion. He's a great route runner. And when Philip needs the go-to guy, he's the guy that always seems to come up with the big play. So he's going to demand a lot of attention scheme-wise. I'm not really sure how they would do it. Sometimes they'll put the second DB and they'll double him over the top. Other times they'll put Gilmore and say, hey, this is your guy. Lock him down. Take him away. But like you said, you got Terrell Williams, you got Mike Williams, you got Hunter Henry that's coming back. Gates is still out there making plays. You got Keenan Allen. You got a lot of weapons on that offense. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Patriots scheme and how they match up against that that offense.
When you see Antonio Gates playing, do you think you've still got some game left in you?
I wish, man. You know, cheers to Antonio Gates, man. He's been great for a long time, and he's still out there. And because of injury, they pulled him back in, man. And, you know, hey, he do what they asked him to do. He'll make his play here and there, man. But he's had a great career, and he's ending it the right way in the playoffs. I'm happy for him.
Are you going to pick the Patriots in this game, or are you leaning towards the Chargers?
It's still early, man. It's Tuesday.
I know. We're not going to talk to you again. I didn't know if we could get, you know, sneak a pick here.
Well, guess what, man? Tune in to NFL Network, Total Access, and I'll give you my pick in a couple of days. How about that?
Sounds good.
Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are the top seed in the AFC for a reason. They've been really good, and yet they're now hosting what might be the hottest team in the NFL. Are you going to be shocked if Andrew Luck and the Colts go into Kansas City and pull off the upset?
Nah, I don't think anybody will be shocked if that happens, but I think it's going to be tough. Going to Arrowhead, I think, you know, Pat Mahomes, like you mentioned, these kids, you know, what they're averaging, 35 points a game, they can score. So I think it's going to be a certain style. If I'm the coach going into there, I want to play. I don't want to get into a shootout with this offense. They can strike and hurt you in a lot of different ways. But the Colts, man, I listened to Andrew Luck's post-game interview, and he said, we can score and attack you a lot of different ways, and he's not lying. I mean, they're running the ball well. We've been asking for the run game for I don't know how long, the last 5 years. Finally, they have some balance in that offense. That offensive line is you know, they're dangerous. They're road graders. And Andrew Luck is back. He's playing his best ball. He'll probably win, you know, comeback player of the year. And the defense is playing great. So they're hitting on all cylinders right now. Very dangerous team.
Do you think Antonio Brown will play another game for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I'm not sure. You know, that's been a big topic for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, when you have these type of situations in every locker room, you know, players that kind of get into it with other players, at the end of the day, you got to sit down and you got to talk these things out. Antonio Brown is the most productive receiver in the last 5 years, receiving yards and touchdowns. And basically, he's been the most consistent. And I know there's been some things going on in-house What they need to do is sit down. You know, that's my advice. When you got a superstar, it's hard to move from a talent like that. A lot of Ben Roethlisberger's production is basically, you know, off of what Antonio's been doing. I think he's in a great organization, one of the most respected organizations in the league. I think the powers that be need to sit everybody down and have a conversation and work this thing out before we start talking about trades and moving on, because he's an important piece to that offense and to the Steelers organization.
Final question from me. Matt LaFleur is apparently going to be the new head coach of the Green Bay Packers, taking away one of the options for Josh McDaniels. Are you getting the sense that Josh may be back here as the OC for the Patriots next year?
I'm thinking so. You know, in talking to Josh, he's happy. His family's happy there. And I think for certain coaches, especially coming out of that system, it's got to be the right situation from top to bottom. You know, coaching is not just drawing up plays and going out, putting on the headset on Sundays. There's a lot more that goes into that. You want to be a part of, you know, bringing in the players. You want to have some type of say of the 53-man roster. There's a lot of managing. There's a lot of other things that go into coaching and putting together a roster and preparing and getting the resources you need to be successful and working with the front office if you're not pretty much the GM/head coach. So I think after being spoiled for so many years and having things done a certain way and seeing things done a certain way in New England and watching how Bill has done it year in, year out, I think now coaches would be more hesitant coming out of that system saying, I need certain things to be in place, you know, before I make that type of move. And if it's not, then it's probably better to stay where, you know, where you are.
He is New England Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinest. We always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, guys, have a good one, man. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Willie. That is Willie McGinest.